Andiamo.
Ok, here you go. Mi chiamo Tony.
Mi chiamo Angela. Lieta di conoscerla.
Madonna mia.
Oh, you're a teacher's dream. Oh,
thank you, Mrs. Rosini. I've always had a way with foreign tongues.
Same here.
Thanks very much for all the tutoring, Mrs. Rosini.
How could I say no? A young man meeting his grandfather for the first time. Oh, makes me tingle all over. I just want to hug everyone I see.
Back off, Brunhilde.
Hey, to think. 2 weeks ago, I didn't even know my grandfather was still alive.
Yeah, it's like finding a buried treasure.
Sam, how did you ever find Grandpa Romano? You must have spent hours researching family records, poring over computers, microfilm, microwave.
No, I just wrote Palermo City Hall and they sent me his address.
Oh, simplicity. Yeah. Simplicity, that's what makes her so brilliant.
Yeah, my teacher thought so too. That's why she gave me an A.
Sam.
Dad's little genealogist.
Flight 139 from Rome is now arriving at gate 23.
Oh, he's here! Sam, we don't need this.
Oh, Dad, but we don't know what he looks like.
Oh, please, I can pick out a blood relative amongst a plane full of strangers. It's a mere bag of shells.
Uh-oh, dueling grandpas.
Hold on. Anthony Romano?
Tony,
I think I found the right guy. Well, benvenuto in America. Come sta?
Bene. Penso se sia splendido. Sono molto lieto di fare la sua conoscenza.
Grandpa, questo è Angela Bauer, my boss. I wrote you in the letter.
Mi chiamo Angela. Benvenuto.
Madonna mia.
And this è di figlio di Angela, Jonathan.
Hello.
And la mamma, Mona.
I haven't been kissed there in a long time.
And this is Mrs. Rosini.
Che piacere conoscerti. Tua figlia era una mia carissima amica.
What did she say?
You speak English?
Yeah, does she?
And now the girl who started it all with a dream and a postage stamp, will you now welcome your great-granddaughter, Samantha Maselli?
Hi.
Che bella ragazza.
Hey, what do you say? Let's go home, Grandpa.
Grandpa, it's good to hear.
Welcome, Grandpa. Benvenuto.
Grazie. That is blonde, Angela. She pays you to live with her, and all you have to do is clean her house?
Yeah, that's right.
Nice place, America. And on warm summer nights, Karina, that's what I used to call your mama, would bring us fresh strawberries. She was such a pretty girl, always barefoot. We'd sit outside, look at the lights of Palermo, and just talk.
I am so glad I found you.
Will you look at this picture, huh? A grandfather, his grandson, his great-granddaughter, huh? The same blood coursing through our veins. Family, Sam. Family is everything.
I can't believe it. It's already midnight.
Oh, come on. It's bedtime.
Tell us one more story before we have to go to bed, Grandpa. Come on. I mean, there's so much I want to know. I mean, you're the keeper of our legacy, you know? You have the wisdom of the years you have lived.
That's why I'm so tired. Come to bed. We have all week to talk.
Okay.
Good night, Grandpa.
Buonanotte, my son Bella.
All right, Grandpa, here you go. Look. Put in 5 basil leaves.
No, I put in 7.
No, 7's too much.
No, 7's not too much. You put in 7. Believe me, I know. As your great aunt Valentina used to say, you can never have enough basil. Of course, her husband's name was Basil. You never knew if she was talking about her noodles or her love life.
Well, hey, either way, it sounds like she knew how to cook.
Hey.
No, No kidding, my Aunt Valentina, huh?
Yeah.
I never even knew I had one. Hey, how can I contact her?
You got a Ouija board?
Hi, don't you look cute in your matching aprons?
Yes, you could be twins. Why, it's the Patty Duke show all over again.
We laugh alike, we talk alike, at times we even cough alike.
The Maselli Romano family reunion, an oral history. A festive atmosphere pervades the household as voices rise in merry song. Mona Robertson, do you have any observations?
You are not normal.
Good humor abounds, too. Tony, you know, that spout's still broken. Ernie was supposed to replace that today.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Ernie quit.
What? When?
Right after I told him not to come back. You don't need a bottle of water. Here, it comes out of the tap. It's not brown. Go ahead and drink it.
Grandpa, we like bottled water.
Yeah, and besides, you know, Ernie's a friend of mine. He turned me on to this soft water stuff. My hair has never been so bouncy.
I'll call Ernie.
Tony, I'm sorry. I was just trying to help. Maybe I should keep my mouth shut.
Oh, huh? No. Hey, Grandpa, we're family. I want to know what you think. Only next time, ask before you intervene.
Hi, sweetheart.
Dad, you know that nice new outfit you were nice enough to buy for me? Well, I found this really nice belt, and it would be so nice if you were nice.
Nice try. You got enough belts, Sam.
Oh, thanks, Grandpa.
There you go.
Oh, wait.
Don't worry, Tony. My son Bella is old enough to know when she needs money, and she's smart enough to know how to spend it.
He is so wise.
Grandpa.
What's the matter? I can't spoil my only great-granddaughter?
Well, maybe I don't want her spoiled.
This from a man who throws his tea bags away like they're growing on trees. I saw him in the trash last night.
You went through my trash?
I wanted a cup of tea.
Grandpa, please, do not go through my garbage ever again.
Oh, Tony, that's no way for a boy to talk to his grandpa.
Well, what about you, huh? First you fire my friend, then you ruin my lasagna. Because of you, we're out of basil.
That I will not take. Oh, thank God your Aunt Valentina's alive to see this.
Yeah, well, she probably died from drinking recycled tea.
Is Grandpa still upstairs?
Yeah. I don't know. Was I wrong to ask him to pull back on the decision-making around here?
I don't think so.
I mean, whose house is it anyway, his or mine?
Well, mine.
Yeah, but it's more mine than his.
Tony, you know what the problem is? You're both so much alike, you're stubborn.
I am not stubborn, Angela. Hey, he's the one who crossed over the line, and let me tell you, I am not apologizing.
Tony, I just want to say,
I love you, Grandpa.
I love you. Oh, I'm sorry, I got so pushy and try to take over your house.
Oh, my house.
Now look at us, eh? A couple of hotheads. Hey, what do you say? How about a cup of tea?
New bags?
No, old. I'm saving up for a laser disc player.
First, something I want you to have. Your parents' wedding picture.
Oh, what a handsome couple.
Gina was only 19. Francis was 24. I have a picture I want to give to some Bella, too.
What's wrong?
My mother's name wasn't Gina. My father's name wasn't Francis. These people are not my parents. And that man is not my grandfather. How could this happen? I don't believe it.
Believe what?
Grandpa Romano is not my grandfather.
But you look alike, you talk alike, at times you even
Sam must have gotten information about the wrong Anthony Romano.
Well, I guess I don't have a grandfather after all, huh?
I'm sorry, Tony.
And say goodbye to all my new relatives. Aunt Valentina, I hardly knew you. Well, look, I guess I'll go tell them the truth.
Oh, wait, Tony. Do you have to?
Angela, I can't pretend this guy's my grandfather. It'd be bad for him, it'd be bad for me, and it'd be bad for Sam. This is gonna break her heart.
But wait a minute. Maybe you don't have to break anyone's heart. Maybe he doesn't have to know.
What are you saying? I should lie?
No, no. Maybe you just shouldn't tell the truth. I mean, this is the only family this man thinks he has, and he's only going to be here for another few days.
Oh, Tony, she's right. It'll be so much easier to tell Sam after he's gone.
Really?
Wait a minute. You guys are crazy. Come on. Hey, he is not family, and we should not pretend he's family.
Okay. What about us? We are not related. And I've come to love and care for you as much as I do my own family. Now, is that wrong?
Mother, that's beautiful, beautiful sentiment.
Thank you. I heard it on Bonanza. Little Joe told it to Hop Sing when he was aiming to go back to China.
Tony, now think about it. A few minutes ago, you said you loved this man. I mean, does it matter that you're not related to him? Isn't love thicker than blood?
Dad, Grandpa's gonna show me how to make his famous cannoli romano. You wanna help?
Sure.
Great.
Yeah. In fact, I just picked up some fresh ricotta cheese, Grandpa.
You're making an old man happy.
Yeah.
I'll get it. Who is it?
It's Mrs. Rossini and company.
Tony, you get it.
What? Hey, Mrs. Rossini.
Don't get so excited. We can't stay that long.
Hello, dear.
Hi, Mr. Rossini.
Hello, Mrs. Camisa. Mrs. Lonesina.
Hello.
Oh, it's so good to see you. I gotta tell you.
Angela!
So what brings you by?
Well, we came over because they were your mama's best friends in the old neighborhood, I thought I'd bring them by to say hello to her papa.
Oh, well, Mrs. Rossini, this isn't a good time.
Buongiorno, Mrs.
Mr. Romano.
I want you to meet Rose and Anna, dear friends of your daughters.
I'm pleased to meet such lovely ladies.
No, this is not her father.
He's not?
You look much too young. Tony, you look just like your grandfather.
Actually, this is my father's nose and my father's mouth. My father gave me most of my face.
Rose, tell Mr. Romano about how you met his daughter.
Well, we were living on Pitkin Avenue when I first met your dear Lena.
Lena, who's Lena?
Oh, that was Gina's other name, Grandpa. Gina, Lena, you know.
Her other name?
Yeah, they changed it. They changed it when she went through Ellis Island. You see, her favorite movie star was Lena Horne.
Anyway, it was Lena's birthday, and it was a beautiful spring day.
Her birthday was in October.
Oh, well, they changed that too, Grandpa, yeah. Yeah, you see, Lena Horne's birthday was in April. The woman was obsessed. Well, hey, it was really nice seeing you. I'm so happy you stopped by, but you know, as they say, bye-bye.
But we just got here.
Well, precious and few are the moments we two can share. Bye-bye.
Hey, we're going already. Boy, you're real subtle here in the bear.
What's the matter? Why you were so rude to those nice ladies?
Well, you tell you the truth, Grandpa, they like it when I treat them that way.
No wonder you're still single.
Flight 64 to Rome is now boarding rows 1 through 12.
Hope Sam and Grandpa get back from the gift shop soon.
Yeah.
Dad, guess what? Grandpa said we could come visit him this summer. We could see the town and the farm and Aunt Valentina's tombstone.
Oh, I can't wait.
Neither can I. I can show off my grandson and my great-granddaughter.
Hey, it's boarding time, Grandpa.
See, I don't know how to thank you. You changed my life. You've given me back my family.
Arrivederci, Mona. Ah,
goodbye. Don't be a stranger. Inside joke.
Jonathan, don't forget to write to me.
Oh, I won't. Goodbye. Goodbyes are often poignant, and yet there's also something life-affirming.
May I see this, dear? Oh.
Mother, you get that back right now.
Oh, okay. You realize you may have to join.
All remaining rows on flight 64 to Rome are now boarding.
Arrivederci, my Tony. Arrivederci, Angela.
Goodbye, Grandpa.
Goodbye. And you, Sambella, I have something for you. This was your mama's. Gina, Lena, whatever her name was. And she left for America. She said, Papa, keep this for me, I'll be back. She never returned. It's the only thing I have left from your grandma. She would want you to have it.
It's beautiful. Thank you.
Sam, let me see the ring. look, we can't take this ring.
What? Why not?
Because you're not my grandfather.
Okay?
Yeah, okay?
You see, they sent me the wrong information from Sicily. I'm related to another Anthony Romano. I would have told you sooner, but I didn't want to hurt your feelings. I'm sorry.
You're not my family?
No, and that's why we can't take the ring.
And this should go to a real Romano. No wonder you don't know how to cook lasagna.
This is the final boarding call for flight
64. Wait. Listen. You can't leave like this. I mean, I can't let you go. I mean, not after the week we had. I mean, we care about each other almost like family, just like family. I mean, is it so important that we're not related? Oh, come on. I don't leave like this. Sam, you were having such a good time with him, and I just figured it would be easy to tell you once he was gone. I'm sorry.
What do you say we go home?
Yeah.
Come on, open his door. Si sprighi!
Oh, grazie. This looks so nice on you. I figure, why not?
Oh, Grandpa.
Tony, we must never let something come between us again. Hey, nipotino.
You got it, Nonno. Hey, let's go home. Mia famiglia, huh?
Si, si.
Wait, you'll miss your plane.
So, I'll get one tomorrow. Or the day after. You know, Tony, you're lucky. I think maybe once I met your real grandfather. He was not half as nice as me.
I don't want to hear it.
But good looking.
Oh, a Roman guy.
Oh, tell me more.
Mona! Oh, I'm so excited, Mona. I just got through doing your genealogy chart, and guess what? You do have a long-lost relative.
I do?
Yeah.
This is so exciting.
Oh, come on. Here she is now.
Here? Already? What?
Hiya, cousin.
Well,
What? The Mrs. Rossini dream again?
Everything will be okay, cousin.